everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm your host, Shauna Thompson. You know, it is coming up on my anniversary. My anniversary is October 25th, and I have been thinking a lot about my husband and I. We've been together 27 years, and I'm really high strung. If you can't tell when you listen to me, I'm super high strung, and he is so low key, and one of his greatest gifts is patience. He is a patient man, and he has to be married to me. I'm telling you this right now. Trust me. So I just love that about him. And you know what? In the 27 years we've been married, actually, some of that patience has worn off on crazy, high-strung me. I know, weird, right? But it has, and I'm really grateful for that. Isn't that what's so cool about, you know, your marriage? It kind of ebbs and flows, and I've helped him to kind of relax a little bit, and he's helped me to just be patient. And so that's what I'm talking about today. You know, we have President Ukdorf. Come on. He's just the best. He gives the best quotes, and he just knows how to say it right. And he says, patience means active waiting and enduring. Patience is not passive resignation. It's not passive. It's movement. It's going. It's not just sitting back and being completely just a bump on a log. There's actually action to your patience. It requires some faith. It requires some hardship, some fortitude. That's what forges you in that fire. And that's what I think, you know what? I think after a few years of being married to a patient man, I'm kind of starting to get it a little bit. I'm so much better on the road. I have so much less road rage. So That's good. Thanks, hon. Thanks for giving me that. Anyway, so that's what we're thinking about today is patience. And think about it again as it's not passive resignation. We've just got to be active and working as we're developing that, right? So if you want to go on to a Mormon message that I love, it's just called Patience. You can go there and just put in Mormon message on YouTube and put in Patience. Cute little story about some little kids back in the 1960s. It was a case study at Stanford University where they took four-year-olds. I love four-year-olds, first of all. Took a bunch of four-year-olds, put a marshmallow in the center of a plate, and then told them, you can either eat it now or you can wait for 15 minutes. And if you wait for 15 minutes, you can have a second one. And then, you know, they basically just stood back and observed. And so only 30% of the kids could actually wait 15 minutes. Everyone else just sort of crammed those marshmallows in their mouth. And it was an awesome study. And guess what? It actually became a landmark study for Stanford University about patience. And they talked about how the ability to wait, the ability to be patient, actually was connected. It was a key character trait in life to predict success. Who knew? So those people that show that they can wait and be patient and just wait it out, I think they're saying that they're a little more successful. So yay, look, I'm going to be successful in life, right? It's so cute. You have to watch it. The kids are darling. So just go out and check out that Mormon message on patience. It'll make you smile and it'll give you maybe a more patient day. I don't know, give you a good reminder. Well, I have this cute story. Speaking of cute, we're just smiling today about patience. You know, sometimes we can think, oh, it's so heavy and I just need to be patient. Today it's light. Cute little story by President Monson, who again, master storyteller. He shared this story in a priesthood session in October 2002 conference. And he just talked about how he liked dogs. He loved dogs. And when he was a little kid, he grabbed a wagon and he put an orange crate on it. And he was bound and determined he was going to head around his neighborhood and grab a dog. Basically, he was going to kidnap a dog. That's not what he said, but that's how I see it. So he was going to take a dog. He was going to capture it. He was going to put it in the coal shed and then figure out later how he was going to make it his pet. I don't know. Well, this particular day, he struck gold. He came home with six dogs. Put all six of those dogs captive in the coal shed, locked the coal shed. And then as his father came home later on to go grab some coal for the evening, there were six dogs in there trying to escape. So he came to President Monson. He said, Tommy, coal sheds are for coal. Other people's dogs rightfully belong to them. So President Monson said that this experience and those words of his father's kind of actually prepared him for an experience with his own son. So fast forward to the time when President Monson's a father. He's got a little boy who loved animals as well, only his were birds and reptiles. So his little boy, Clark, brings home a water snake and names it Herman. Okay, good name. And right off the bat, Herman gets lost. And guess what? Sister Monson found Herman in her utensil drawer, in her silverware drawer. Yeah, yikes. Okay, so water snakes, they don't belong there. And if you've ever had a water snake, they're little. They find ways to get into places you don't want them to be. So Clark decided to take Herman and make his new home their family bathtub. And he actually even, he plugged the drain, he put some water in it, and he actually put a sign by the tub that said, "Do not use this tub. It belongs to Herman." So one day, of course, Herman got lost again, and he disappeared. And so for several days, they could not find him. So one night, President Monson decided he wanted to take a nice bath, leisurely bath. So he fills up the bathtub. He sits in the bathtub. He's relaxing. He's taking a sigh of relief. And the soapy water started to reach the level of the overflow drain. And as it spilled into the overflow drain, of course, yes, Herman decided to make an appearance. And he said that water snake started heading for his face. So he yelled out to his wife, "Frances, here comes Herman." Well, they captured Herman. They put him in a foolproof box, and they released him into the wilds of Provo Canyon. So Herman was never again to be seen by any of the Monson family. So I just thought that was a cute story on how his father taught him that, hey, you know what? You can't take other people's dogs. You got to be patient. Maybe we'll get you a dog, but you can't take other people's dogs. And so in the same respect, maybe a water snake is not the best. Maybe you need to be patient for something that we can actually handle in the house. So I know it's super light. I know it's a stretch, but be patient. Be patient. I know I'm working on it, and I hope that in whatever you're doing out there that you're achieving some patience. You know, we just live in a world that's fast and sometimes kind of mean. And so anything that I can do, I know, certainly to be more patient with people just adds some better energy out there in the world. So, okay, what are your patient stories? Let me know. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. Give me some comments on patience. Funny ones, serious ones, I don't care. I want to know what keeps you patient or how you're working on being more patient like me. So, as we end and we go out with our song of the day, Slow Down is the song. And it is by Jenny Jordan Frogley. Enjoy your day. Be patient with those people out there.
The sun comes up and you're looking at another day. No time for breakfast, grab a bite along the way. You're off and running. So much to do, 'cause time's not standing still. Another destination, another deal, it keeps you coming. Maybe in a year or two, there'll be more time. Long walks and quiet talks, maybe see a sunrise. Touch the ground. Slow down. There's so much to be found. It's alright. It'll all come around. Slow down. That's just what we do. Tomorrow is always better, and it looks so good on you. You're on your way now. Yeah, yeah. Fill in the minutes with everything life brings. Looking for something. Tomorrow for now. getting to the essence of what really lasts, what you'll remember when your life is past.